Welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Mark Luchinsky. He is the CEO of Earthwise Minerals. And Mark, it's nice to see you. How are you?
Great. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you along. Excited to learn a bit more about the company. I know you've had some recent news out, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But those not familiar, tell me a bit about Earthwise Minerals.
Well, it's a fairly new company. We have one project optioned from Eagle Plains. And Eagle Plains has been on the venture for many years. So we're thrilled that they chose us to take on this project. We've done a little bit of work, as we'll get into shortly, but
Iron Range Project is what it's called. It's in British Columbia. Before we get into the work itself, you obviously really like this one. You're high on this. Tell me a little bit about what you like about it.
Well, there's a few things. One thing in particular is the access. There's a rail that goes through the project. There's a highway and a large network of roads that goes through it. And when we get to the drilling stage, there's lots of water for drilling. And, you know, any geologist that's looked at this is quite pleased to get their hands on it. A few other things I could say is we've got a drill permit for 2 years, which is pretty exceptional. We can go on and do anything we like on the project for a number of years here. And we've got great relations with the First Nations in the area as well.
Okay. I mentioned that you put out some news recently, and that was some assay results from your fieldwork program. And so you're pretty encouraged by what you're seeing there?
Yeah, things went well. You know, we did an extensive ground program in the summertime there, and it took a while to get the results back, but we're very pleased. I could say that we've got three very significant zones on the property. This most recent work, we got up to 13.4 grams per ton gold and 27 grams per ton silver and some lead and zinc, which is interesting because it's similar to a Sullivan style deposit, but with gold. And not it being in southern BC, we're not too far away from Sullivan, geologically speaking. So yeah, we're very encouraged.
Are you looking at it as a gold project or a silver project or a mixture of both? Because obviously those metals have been talked about a lot recently, and also, you know, zinc and lead and all that as well. So are you looking at it as the entirety of those or focusing on maybe certain ones to begin with?
Yeah, we are. We're looking at the collective aspect of it all. The Sullivan project was silver, lead, zinc. And that was very profitable for many years in British Columbia. We're adding gold to that. And a lot of people will only want to hear about the gold. So it's quite an addition to a project like that, I'd say. And yeah, we're pretty excited to get to it. We have a lot of historical drilling on the site as well. Some fairly large intercepts of 2 grams per ton gold, plus, you know, the silver, lead, zinc that I mentioned. You know, up to 56 meters in some areas, and we're looking to retest those zones with current up-to-date drilling.
Yeah. So what's the plan here now? Obviously, we're getting into sort of the lateness of 2025, but are you looking at 2026 for getting back on the project?
Yeah, that's right. Currently, we're doing a very small raise to pay the bills and do a little bit of geological work, and then early in the new year, we'll do another raise that will be targeted for IP and some drilling. The reason why we want to do some induced polarity is on our Talon zone, which is the closest to the rail, oddly enough, which is quite fortunate for us. If we find something, we could actually get it to market is the point of that. There's some... a really good anomaly that showing that it's expanding to the south, and the past drilling was right on the fringe of that anomaly. So we want to extend the anomaly to the south to really test out if it is there. We do have some drilling targets already, but we want to further delineate those and maybe test a few of the other areas that we've got. We've got another zone up to the north that as a 7 meter intercept of 56 grams per ton gold. So there's a lot of excitement on this project. And it's a large project though, so we're going to have to raise a fair bit of money in the new year to drill. So that's our goal. We want to get out there, do some IP, and then follow that up with drilling early in 2026.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Mark, thanks so much. Good getting an update on where the company's at. Good luck with everything, and we look forward to following your story,
I
okay?
really appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, good to see you. That's Mark Lichinsky, the CEO of Earthwise Minerals.